Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I want to do in today's video is discuss the basic MLM fundamentals. Now, if you don't know what a fundamental is, it's basically a simple part of building a business. It's simple key tasks that you need to learn and master to be successful. So let's just talk about football for a second. An example fundamental in football would be blocking and tackling. That's some of the basic skills: passing, receiving, running, though kicking an extra point. Those are all basic fundamentals that players need to learn, they need to master so that they can succeed in football. Well, network marketing, it's different, but it's the same. They're still fundamentals. They're different than football fundamentals. But every business, every industry requires a certain skill set, certain things you need to master. So in network marketing, there are a lot of things that you need to get really good at to make the big money. If you want to make some money, you just need to have a basic understanding of most of these fundamentals. The good news is a lot of these are very easy to learn and master. Other things on this list take a little bit longer and more real-world experience to master. So let's get into it. Number one, and these aren't in any particular order. Number one is product knowledge. You don't need to be a product expert, but you do need to be able to relay the benefits of what it is that you're offering people. What's in it for your prospect when they use your product or service? Goal setting. You need to be able to set short-term and long-term goals. These are going to be your action plan of what you're going to do and where you're going. Goals are very important in any business. Commitment and consistency. This means, do you work your business every day, and are you doing it day in and day out? Are you showing up every day to build your business? And most people struggle in this category. They start and stop, or they do a lot this week and a little bit next week and nothing the following week. Successful reps do something daily, every day. Number four, effective communication. This means verbal, written, nonverbal, oral communication. You have to be able to share your thoughts and your ideas with other people. This is a people business. Communication is key. Relationships fail in many cases because of poor communication. No difference in this industry. If there's an issue, you have to be able to address it. If you have something to say, you need to have the confidence to be able to say it and say it effectively. Next one, lead generation. Without leads, you're not going to be in business very long. You start with your warm market, and then as you expand, you need to have a way to generate leads for your business. The good news is there's hundreds of ways to do this. All you need to do is pick one or two strategies that make sense to you and focus on those. The next one, follow-up. The fortune's in the follow-up. You're going to want to follow up with people 7, 10, 20 times. That's how long it's going to take before most people make a buying decision. It's human nature to procrastinate. And if you don't follow up, you're going to miss out on a lot of sales because very few people are going to sign up or join on that first exposure. Most people, it's going to take multiple exposures and follow-up. Next one, training and self-development. This means that you invest in your own business education. You take the time and you invest the time and the money to learn and master these fundamentals, these basic skills. And the good news is this is required in every profession. There is some type of training and education. Even if you're flipping burgers at McDonald's, you go through training to learn their system. So this business is no different. The good news is you can earn as you learn, and it doesn't take a long time to master the basic training, the basic fundamentals here. Next one, duplication. This is the secret sauce in our industry. Without duplication, you're just going to be an underpaid salesperson. So learning how to duplicate in your team by keeping things simple, by giving people step-by-step instructions, by working closely with the people that you've enrolled, that's when the magic happens. Next is time management. Can you manage your time? I had a mentor once tell me, if you can't build the business part-time, you're never going to be able to do it full-time. So make sure that you are managing your time wisely. This means you create a work schedule and you follow it every week for your business, just like you would for your day job. You have a time that you show up, you have a list of tasks that you do, you have a time that you end your work, and then you come home. Same thing with this business. Create a work schedule, manage your time, or it's going to manage you. Next one, the positive mindset. All right, positive attracts and negative repels. If you don't get anything else from this video, remember that. Positive attracts, negative repels. People want to work with positive-minded people. We all have bad days. We're all negative from time to time. I get it. That's okay. But you want to work on developing a PMA, a positive mental attitude, because that's going to attract more positive people into your life. Number 11 is resilience. This means that you stick with your decision even when you're going through setbacks. This means that when you lose your initial enthusiasm, you still stay focused on your business. This means when you experience a challenge or an obstacle or a setback, you don't let it keep you down and out. It's okay to be down and out temporarily for a minute or two, but just realize no matter what you do in life, there's going to be challenges. Nothing ever goes exactly as planned. Number 12, leadership skills. If you want to make the big bucks in network marketing, you have to transition from follower to leader. People want someone to follow. You need to be that person to other people because people want to work with people they like, know, trust, and respect, and who they think can help them get what they want. So people want someone to follow. Everyone wants someone to follow. I do. I know you do. Everyone I've met does. So be that leader to other people. Networking. This just means being able to go out and meet new people, being able to say hello to someone and shake their hand and introduce yourself, joining networking groups, just getting your name out there with other people in the profession, with other people who are potential prospects. Customer service. This is just the process of going the extra mile to keep your customers satisfied. And let's face it, in today's traditional business world, most customers, we feel like a number. We don't feel appreciated. We don't feel important. And as a small business owner, you have an advantage that you can give that one-on-one customer service. And if you want to keep customers, customer service is crucial. Number 15, an online presence. Even if you're building your business belly to belly, which still works, you want to have some type of online presence so when people are searching for you, they can find you easily online. Number 16, honest and integrity. If you want to keep a team together, you need to say what you do and do what you say. You need to be transparent with people, keep it real with people. Honest and sincerity and integrity are the way to go. Number 17, financial management. This just means tracking your business expenses, making financial projections. This means that you're smart with the money that you do make in your business. Adaptability, number 18. Your company is going to make changes at some point, either to the products or the compensation plan or a new leadership team or new policies. This is life. Nothing in life ever stays the same. You have to be flexible. You have to be adaptable to the situation. Number 19, measuring metrics. I added this one because I'm a big fan of tracking my results. I track my advertising. I track my productivity because if you don't track it, you can't improve it. If you do track it, you can figure out what's working and what's not working in your business, and you can get much better results. Patience. OMG. We live in a society, and I understand we want it. We want it now. Patience is a virtue, but guess what? It takes time to start, grow, and build a successful business of any kind. You're not going to replace your income in the first couple months, probably not even in the first year. It takes that first year just to learn what you've gotten yourself into and to get your business off the ground. So patience is a virtue. I know it's hard, but it's important. Number 21, legal and ethical compliance. This just means you're building your business with integrity. You're not being unethical. You're not breaking any policies in your distributor agreement. You're not breaking any policies in the law. You're building your business ethically. Number 22 is the support system. This is just a system that you have in place to support your team. Maybe it's a Facebook group. Maybe it's a weekly webinar. Maybe it is a conference call or a one-on-one training or a weekly meetup, but something to support your team members. Number 23, self-motivation. We can't teach this. I can't motivate you. I wish I could, but your job is to be self-motivated. And that means that you show up every day and you stay motivated and you stay driven, working towards your goals, even in adversity, even if things are slower than expected, even during setbacks and challenges. Number 24, customer relationship management. This is just using tools to stay in touch with your customers. I use an autoresponder. Some people prefer to use Facebook or they use something like Teamsy or Salesforce, but you need to have a way to follow up with everyone and stay in touch with your team and your customers all in one place. And finally, one of the most important on this list is continuous learning. Some people call this personal development. I think of it as the process of just getting better, a little bit better, every single day and never stop doing that your entire time in the business. And here's what's cool about continuous learning. Even in a short year or two, if you just do 15 or 20 minutes a day to learn and improve, you can become a completely different person. You can 10 up, 10X, 20X, 50X a certain skill just by doing a little bit every day and learning about it a little bit every day and improving a little bit every day. So these are the basic fundamentals in MLM. I know it's a pretty big list. I thought initially it was just going to be 5 or 7 when I was putting this list together, but all of these are important. I would say the most important things on here for fundamentals, you have to learn how to generate leads. You have to learn how to close sales. You have to learn how to launch your new people and get them going so you get the duplication. You have to learn how to lead so you can keep your team together. Maybe promoting some events so people stay plugged in, but those are the basics. So go through this list, identify where you're strong, identify where you're short, and come up with some type of plan of what you can do to improve in the areas that you need to improve in. And you're never going to master all 25 of these. I've been doing this 20 years. I haven't even mastered all 25 of these. I consider myself a work in progress, just like everyone else in life. But you can improve in all of these areas. And that's the key. If you're improving, you're moving in the right direction. If you're stagnant or you're on the decline in these areas, you're moving in the wrong direction. So I hope you got some value in today's training about the basic MLM fundamentals. Don't forget to check out the links in the description box below this training. We have lots of tips, tools, resources that'll help you succeed in network marketing. Also, if you could please like, comment, share, and subscribe on my channel and on this video, that'll help our channel out a lot. I would really appreciate that. We post a new video pretty much every single day, so make sure you check out our other videos and you come back tomorrow and watch the next video. And with that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks again for watching.